Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sometimes I feel bad for baseball because sometimes I think you just have to like shrug your shoulders and go, "How are we going to do?" Football wins again.
Yep.
And football's king. And if we didn't know it, we found out again yesterday, right? Kyler Murray's picking football and not baseball. And not trying to do both.
No, he can't do both. He just can't.
Why not?
Because of quarterback.
I just finally saw that 30 for 30 with Deion. He did both.
Deion won the quarterback.
I know. Kidding. Going to have to return some of the signing bonus.
Almost all of it.
Which would be tough. Like, oh my God, I spent this money.
Well, go sell your car, man.
Sorry, parents. That new house we got.
Yeah.
You're on your own.
Foreclosed.
Mortgage payments are now yours.
Yep.
Sorry. But Kyler Murray is going to have to return almost all of his $1.5 million signing bonus that the Oakland A's gave him last year. He was going to get almost, it was over five total. He was going to get more coming up, you know, once spring training got going,
right.
Get another bonus.
He actually showed up.
Yeah, he actually showed up to get something. He's not getting that. The A's are going to put him on the restricted list, and they'll retain his rights. And he's doing everything he can to prepare for the NFL draft. He's decided he is going to put all of his efforts into becoming an NFL quarterback.
I hope he does better becoming an NFL quarterback than he did in that interview with Dan Patrick. Because after I heard that interview with Dan Patrick, I just decided that I have no interest in Kyler Murray. And I'm going to go ahead right now and call him a coach killer. I think he is going to be drafted by the Raiders and or the Arizona Cardinals. And he will ultimately be a coach killer in the National Football League. I just don't believe that Kyler Murray is good enough on his feet to make decisions as a quarterback in the NFL based on that interview that I heard with Dan Patrick. The guy couldn't answer one question without deferring to his dad or just mumbling to Dan Patrick about whatever was going on. So I think you have to be sharp. You have to be able to make decisions. You have to be quick on your feet when you're a quarterback in the NFL. You have to be like Patrick Mahomes. You have to be willing to improvise. You have to be willing to, you know, go outside the box and think for yourself and do things that are off script. And the impression that I have so far of Kyler Murray as a guy who's a leader of a team is not a very good one. So good luck to you in the NFL. Somebody will draft you, probably top 10, and ultimately that person that drafts you, that team that drafts you, will probably be gone in 3 years, and we'll be talking about Kyler Murray re-signing with the Oakland A's and going and giving baseball another opportunity. I just think right now I'm just not a fan of Kyler Murray in the National Football League, but if all plays out, according to Darren Rovell, he can make $150 million in football over the next 10 years, and he would only make about $60 million in baseball over the next 10 years. And so Kyler Murray is cashing in, and he's going to do a nice job of cashing that check for playing in the National Football League. But I just don't have many high hopes for Kyler Murray as a quarterback in the NFL. And I will say this, he is undersized. 5'7" is not 5'11" or 6 foot or anything like that. 5'7" is still 5'7", and nobody at that height really plays quarterback in the National Football League unless you're going to tailor your offense around him running the football. Every highlight that I've seen so far of Kyler Murray
this morning on ESPN is him running.
You know?
That's what struck me about him, field level in person, fast. And there are those times you're, okay, are you fast or are you fast?
Well, yeah, are you fast or college fast? You know,
he can fly. And I think he's got a good skill set and all those things, but I'm with you. That interview with Dan Patrick was not prepped well.
Nope.
And
winning in the NFL is all about the preparation Monday through Saturday.
The people around him did not have him prepared for that.
Nope.
If you didn't have an answer, if you're going to play football or baseball, don't do the interview.
It's a very – you knew the question was coming.
And I understand that was kind of a slippery slope probably time. There are probably lawyers involved. There are probably all kinds of things involved. Like, what can you say? What can you not? The A's going to sue – you know, do the A's have some kind of countermeasure to hold me – you know, hold you to your contact? How are you going to get out of that? They were probably dealing – having some deal, then don't talk.
Then don't talk. Yeah, part of the deal is
don't put yourself out there, and that because now,
well, he probably needed the Gatorade money to pay back the A's, Josh.
Maybe,
you know.
But if he doesn't do that, you go to the combine. You don't have to answer the baseball or football questions,
right?
He's got that taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
Problem was, everybody saw him stumble through those, and now You got to figure out if he can command a huddle, if he can command a playbook, if he can lead a team, if he can think, like you mentioned, think on your feet.
Because clearly he showed he couldn't think on his feet during that interview.
That was a train wreck.
Oh, my God. It was one of the worst interviews that I've ever seen an athlete do. And we've seen a lot of bad athlete interviews over the years. I think Junior C of E, for me, at training camp, is probably the worst athlete interview that I've ever been a part of. I mean, that was a really, really bad, awkward, he was in a bad spot. A rookie, didn't know what to say, was blinded by the attention and all of that kind of stuff, and he was just a bad spot. And I'll never forget him standing there up in River Falls answering questions or attempting to answer questions, and it was really bad. And I walked away from that going, oh boy, this guy doesn't stand a chance. And that's kind of the way that I walked away from Kyler Murray. Now, maybe he goes out there and proves me wrong, but if I'm a coach in this league and I'm looking for somebody that is going to be my quarterback, you're not just the quarterback. You're not just an athlete. You're the leader. I mean, you are the guy that is going to go out there and command the huddle, be the face of the organization.
I want the it.
Yeah, and Patrick Mahomes has the it. We're all spoiled now here in Kansas City because that's God's gifts for all of us. I mean, for everybody in Kansas City, God gave us Patrick Mahomes. He's the perfect quarterback. He's got everything you could possibly want. And so, yeah, I am going to compare a lot of young quarterbacks for the next 5 to 10 years to Patrick Mahomes coming into the National Football League and the way that he came onto the scene and the way that the guys talk about him, how he was a leader from day one. You do realize Patrick Mahomes has a C on his chest, right? In his first year as the starting quarterback, he was the captain of this team because he knows how to lead guys, knows how to command a huddle, knows how to go out there and be a true leader. What I saw from Kyler Murray was a guy who was looking for mommy and daddy to give him answers because he didn't know what to do. Are you going to look to dad when you know, a linebacker is barreling down on you trying to sack you? Are you going to look to dad when you're trying to find an open receiver and nobody gets open? You go, dad, what should I do? You have to be able to think on your feet. You have to be able to make independent decisions. You have to be able to improvise. And all of those things that are important of being a successful quarterback in the NFL were not shown by Kyler Murray in that interview with Dan Patrick, who was just talking to the guy.
He's got work to do. And not as probably not as much on the field as being able to handle those interviews at the combine.
I'd rather have him have to do work on the field than the off the field stuff, because I think the off the field stuff's a lot harder because it is who you are.
We're not obviously going to, none of us are going to be in those interviews from the combine. Word leaks out. I'll be interested to hear how what kind of impression he gives people speaking at the combine.
Because this one
was bad. But you don't have that major question there anymore. So maybe he handles the football stuff just fine.
Maybe he does, and we'll see going forward. But if I'm a guy who's interviewing this kid at the combine, I'm going, what the hell happened during that Dan Patrick interview? Why were you deferring to your father all the time? Why couldn't you answer a question to a man behind a microphone who is very unassuming?
Yeah. Just curious.
I mean,
it wasn't asking you what was up.
It wasn't like you were sitting there and somebody was screaming at you, pick a sport! You know, like that. That wasn't going on. He just asked a simple question. How does that football feel in your hand? And from there, you couldn't answer a question afterwards. It was very, very, very damaging for Kyler Murray.
Are you going to the combine?
I don't know.
Well, wait. Dad, is he going to the combine?
No comment.
Dad had no comment there. Yeah. Pro day?
I mean, that's after the combine.
Yeah, are you going to do a pro day? Yeah? Yeah.
I guess if you would say yeah, I guess, yeah.
Sure. Yeah, yeah. It's okay. You can have a pro day, but
would imply that I was going to play football.
Okay. So you're gonna have a pro day? When do you report for the Oakland A's?
February 15th.
Oh, you knew that. Okay. So you're ready to go to do that. Wait, are you going to spring training?
I don't know.
Wait, you don't know? Dad, is he going to spring training? Another no comment here.
Yeah, I know.
I'm just saying.
All right. I'm saying that was only a minute. How awkward was
that
minute?
That was a minute. It felt a lot longer.
I know. What if he's sitting in one of those interviews at the combine and does that? I'd be like, okay, we're done. Thanks.
Yeah.
You have nothing to say. We're out. Oof. Got to do better than that.
Yeah, got to do a better job.
Got to do a better job. You're a quarterback.
You have to be charismatic. You have to be a leader. You have to be somebody that people want to be around. That guy right there, 2 minutes to go in a game. All right, Kyler, what are we going to do? I don't know.
Couple more, guys.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.